Turn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 6:20. Proverbs 6:20 in one hand. Take that in one hand and get 2 Timothy 1:5 in the other hand. And then with your third hand, I want you to be in Proverbs 31:1. All right, in Proverbs 6:20, the Bible says this. It says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother." Then the Apostle Paul wrote this to young Timothy. He said in 2 Timothy 1:5, he said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Now, if you would turn with me to Proverbs 31, where we will find our text today. The Bible says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. So there's some things that King Lemuel's mother taught him. Some things that mothers need to teach their children. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today. Lord, thank you for all the mothers, Lord, as we come to honor them and to give honor where honor is due, Lord. And we're thankful for all the godly mothers who have brought up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I'm thankful for my mother, Lord. I'm thankful for all mothers who, the Bible says, that they're to be honored. Honor thy father and thy mother is what you tell us, Lord. So we're honoring our mothers today, Lord. Hold me up by the power of your might. Give me the words to speak. I pray that hearts might be touched, that hard hearts might be made tender, Father, that your glory might shine forth. And we'll thank you and praise you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right, here in Proverbs 31:1, it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And then in verse 2 it says, "What, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings." She said, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." Then in verse 9, if you'll go with me to verse 9, it says, "Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy." Then in verse 20, speaking of a virtuous woman here, it says, "She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She opened up her mouth to wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." And then in Bible says, in Proverbs 10:7, "The memory of the just is blessed." So I'm going to talk to you today about some things this morning that my mother taught me. My. I'm sure that there's some things that your mother taught you today. Probably most of you wouldn't be sitting in the church today if it hadn't been for a godly mama who taught you some things when you were young. My mama was born in Margaret Etta Gabbard. Actually, her given name was Maggie. And when she came to school in Indiana, they changed it to Margaret. But it was Maggie Etta Gabbard, born on Cow Creek in Alvin County, Kentucky, March 27th, 1917. The things that my mama taught me was taught to her by her mama, Ida Gabbard. Ida Barrett Gabbard was born in 1898 between Beattyville and Boonville, Kentucky, back in the hills. And then my mama's grandmother was Maggie Gabbard, also Margaret Gabbard. And so my great-grandmother, Margaret, was a prayer warrior. She was a prayer warrior. Dorothy Farrell, my mama's double first cousin, recalled that as a little girl, Dorothy said that she would kneel down by the bedside with her grandmother, Margaret Gabbard, and said she'd fall asleep as her grandmother was praying beside the bed and just kept on praying. She was a prayer warrior. My mama was a prayer warrior. What a thing. Paul said that Timothy's faith was grounded in his mother Eunice, and hers was grounded in her mother Lois before that. His mother Lois before that. And, you know, last night I did a prayer walk. I walked down that country road. It was a gravel road when I grew up. A little farm north of Milan, and I walked down that country road, and I walked down to the corner of my dad's farm, there on County Road 575 North, and there's a big hickory tree. It used to be a huge hickory tree there, and I recall the nights, over 50 years ago when the fox hunters would build them a fire there by the big hickory, as they referred to it, and they'd sit around that fire, and they'd listen to the hounds run, and one man they'd all brag on each other's, brag on their own hounds and try to pick out which hound was leading the pack. And as they'd hear those dogs, one'd say, well, that's my dog. That's old Bally out there in front of that pack. And another would say, no, that's old Pete. And they would sit around that campfire telling those stories, and my thoughts return to my childhood as I had the open window upstairs in that old farmhouse. And I could hear those hounds run out that open window upstairs. And in the morning, those hounds would come in, and we'd go read the collar off that old worn-out dog and call whoever the owner was to come get his hounds. But it made me think of my mama last night as I looked down toward that old house, that same old house standing there that my grandnephew, Jeremy House, now lives in, that old farmhouse that he restored. And I looked, and a porch light was on from a distance about here to where the woods are across the road over here. And I saw that porch light on, and it seemed like I could almost see my mama sitting on that porch. I could almost hear her voice. I could almost hear her singing the old gospel song she loved to sing. That was my mama. I miss my mama. I had a melancholy moment there last night as I walked down that road. My mother taught me a lot of things there at that old farm as I was growing up. What a woman she was. My mama taught me godly things. I think the things that my mother taught me, I know that the things she taught me were rooted in the teachings of our Savior Jesus Christ. The things that my mother taught me were rooted in the very Word of God. Three generations of prayer warriors that I know of, and one of the things that my mother taught me, I guess one of the things that I really appreciate that my mama put in my heart was empathy. Empathy, being able to identify and feel the pain and the struggle that other people go through. You have to learn as a Christian to empathize with other people. Not everyone has it as well as you have it. Not everyone has as nice a car as you're driving today. Not everyone has a nice warm home with the food in the refrigerator. Not everyone has that. My mama told me to look to the plight of the poor and the downtrodden and the under, and to be kind and gentle and to reach out and to help those people. She taught me that, and that's what she got from the Jesus Christ that indwelled her. It's Jesus Christ that teaches a Christian those things. My mama gave me the ability to identify with the feelings and the struggles of others, to regard those of low estate as the same level as the rich and the powerful. God is no respecter of persons. My mama taught me that godly, biblical principle to not be a respecter of persons. My mama taught me to place the needs of others above myself. And that's who she was. That's who she wanted to be. That's who she taught me to be. The scripture says in Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. My, what a principle to esteem others better than yourselves. In our text in Proverbs 31, the Bible says about this virtuous woman, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. I fear that in America today, the common theme to most of America today is me first and you next. That's not a biblical principle. It's not me first and you next. It's Jesus first, others, then you last. But it's hard to put me last. It's difficult for my flesh to put me behind others. But that's what the Bible teaches. Jesus first, others next, then you. That's what my mother taught me. She taught me to never judge or to look down on a man. When my brother Aubrey was a little boy, my mama told this story that my brother Aubrey, as a little boy in school, just a few days before school was out, he had a problem with another little boy that had been picking on him, and he is going to beat that boy up. He told my mama he's going to whoop up on that boy before school was out. And my mama took Aubrey and set him down, said, "Now listen here, Aub." He said, "Now what if you beat that boy up just before school's out, and then something happens to that boy over the summer? Maybe that boy gets run over and killed, or something befalls that boy, or he gets sick and dies. Wouldn't you feel awful if you beat that boy up?" That's the kind of teaching my mama gave. She taught empathy to reach out to others. She taught us always to look upon the plight of others and to be thankful for what we had. She told of her childhood on the right-hand fork of Buffalo Creek in Boonville, Kentucky. They were dirt poor. Her dad would be gone for a month at a time. My grandpa, Phil Gabbard's grandpa, Perry Gabbard, he'd leave for a month at a time to go up towards Cincinnati to find work and leave my grandma and all those kids along the creek there, poor as church mice, trying to fend for themselves and trying to get by. She said that my mama said she never tasted beef until she was 18 years old. My, what a thing. My mama taught us humility. She had been there. She knew what it was to be poor. She knew what it was to be destitute. She knew what it was when you didn't have a thing. She taught us humility and never to think that we were better than any other human being. That is my mama. She taught us to be a good neighbor. I remember when I was a boy, sometimes we would butcher. We'd raise hogs and we'd raise calves and cattle. And I remember whenever we would butcher, mama would go down the road. I'd ride with her in the car. We had an old 52 Hudson Hornet. Hudson Hornet that I'd rode with my mama with, and she'd go to the neighbor's house and take them a little mess of meat. That's what we called it then, a mess. She'd take them a mess of meat to all the neighbors. She'd stop and knock on the door and say, "We just butchered, and here's your little mess of meat." That's who she was. She never just thought of her. She thought of others before she thought of herself. Whenever company would come, my mom and daddy put them in their bed. The best bed in the house belonged to my mom and dad. When company came, they put them in the best bed in the house. And they slept elsewhere. My mama taught us to be kind and gentle to people, forgiving those who wronged us. Paul taught this, Ephesians 4:32, it says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." In our text, King Lemuel's mother told him this. Now, the theologian, most of them claim that King Lemuel was actually Solomon, and this is Bathsheba that is speaking. Others don't agree with that. Others say that perhaps it was Hezekiah. I don't know, but here's what Paul taught, and here's what Solomon wrote in Proverbs. He said, "It is not for kings." If this is Bathsheba speaking, she said, "It's not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." My mama taught me that wine was a mocker and strong drink was raging, and whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. She told me to keep away from that stuff. It'll take you down the wrong road, the wrong path. It'll turn you into somebody that you don't want to be. And that's what my mama taught me, because when she grew up, her daddy, my grandpa Perry Gabbard, when he'd get drunk, he was a mean drunk. He'd come home and those kids would be scared as he came to that house. Nobody wanted to be around him when he was drinking. She taught us to stay away from that wickedness. Stay away from it. She taught us to guard our hearts and our affection. Solomon wrote, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." My mother taught me about heaven. She taught me about hell. She taught me about sin. She taught me about the Savior. She introduced me to Jesus Christ. She told me that the only way to heaven was through Jesus Christ. She told me that the only sacrifice acceptable for my sin was the blood of Jesus Christ. She told me the only source for joy and comfort and happiness in this life was in the person of Jesus Christ. My mother was my teacher. She was my nurse, my guide, my psychologist, my protector. She cooked for me. She cleaned for me. She washed my face and combed my hair. When I was sick, she had wiped my fevered brow. She was my comforter. She took me to Sunday school. Took me to church. She taught me to pray. Taught me to repent of my wickedness. My mama never told me that I was a perfect child. She told me that without Jesus Christ, I'd go to hell. That's what she told me. She loved me enough to tell me that. She loved me enough to not try to trick me into thinking I was the sweetest thing in the world. She said, your sins will take you to hell. You need Jesus Christ. You need to repent of your sins and trust in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. My, I thank her for being honest with me and telling me that. She told me there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. She loved me enough to tell me that. Oh, I love my mama. She taught me how to play a guitar when I was 10 years old. She taught me how to play a harmonica. She taught me how to whistle. She took me squirrel hunting and mushroom hunting. She took me back in the woods to cut a Christmas tree at Christmas time. She taught me how to ride a bicycle and how to catch a fish. She taught me how to milk a cow. My mama taught me a lot of things. But most of all, she taught me about a Savior who loved me and gave me a promise of eternal life. My. That is my mama. Honor thy father and thy mother. If you're a mother here today, understand that you're the best chance that your children have to come to Jesus Christ. Most of all, I just owe my mama so much. My mother wept. I remember my mother wept the day my sister and I got saved. I went forward to the altar at a little Southern Baptist church in Romeoville, Illinois. Proverbs 31:28, her children will rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. I owe so much to my mother, more than I could ever say. Most of all, I owe her for bringing me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I would later learn that her selflessness and her empathetic heart came from Jesus Christ. That's where she got it. The same Spirit that indwells me indwelled her and made her a teacher of the things of God. That's who Jesus was. That's who Jesus is, dwelling in the hearts of believers. He identified with the plight of all humanity. Our Lord was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, smitten of man, rejected, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. A Savior with such a tender and a giving heart that He went to the cruel cross of Calvary. He took my place on the cross. He paid the sin debt that I owed. What a Savior. He did that for me. He did that for you. My. What a Savior. What a God. My mother's heart of charity and selflessness was molded by that very same Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave Himself for me. If you're a mother here today, if you're a mama here today, don't pass up the opportunity to be a witness to Jesus Christ. Bring that child the best way you know how to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then listen, your kids won't find out about Jesus Christ in the public school. They won't find out about Jesus Christ on the street corner. Your mama or your children, you mama, are your children's best hope to find out about the Savior, Jesus Christ. Phil Gabbard's mama, my Aunt Bonnie Gabbard, led Brother Phil to the Lord at his kitchen table in New Trenton, Indiana. Mothers deserve to be honored and recognized today. The fifth commandment that God gave to Moses, Exodus 20:12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's called the first commandment with promise. You honor your mother, and God says you'll live a long life. In the Lord's inner circle, I see her, the Lord's inner circle of Peter, James, and John, and after our Lord's ascension, some theologians have commented on the fact that the John's role after the ascension seemed to be diminished. And some have asked, well, whatever happened to John? Well, in John 19:26, I'll read you the account of what was going on with John, that not a lot was written about him later on. It says in John 19:26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by her, by whom he loved, that disciple was John, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. The Lord points to Mary and says, behold thy son, pointing to John. And then saith he to the disciple, to John, he said, behold thy mother. Watch it. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his home. Whatever happened to John, John was taking care of the Lord's mother. The disciple that the Lord loved, a disciple who represents the church, typifies the church, was taking care of the Lord's mother. Our Lord honored his mother Mary. God expects you to honor your mother. Mothers, you have a lot of responsibility today. You've heard it said that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Oh, that's oh so true. It's a heavy responsibility. I'm thankful today for all the godly mothers. I hope that you are a godly mother. If you're not, you can become a godly mother. But you can't become a godly mother without God. You need Jesus Christ. It needs that Holy Ghost to be the teacher that will allow you to teach your children what the Holy Spirit of God and the precious Word of God has taught you. Won't you be that mother today? And husbands, won't you love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for them? Join her in this great responsibility. But join with me today as we honor the mothers as the Bible commands. That was not the 10 suggestions. It was the 10 commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ, you need to do that today. Thus Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. The Bible says that we're all a mess. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Because of our sin, there's a penalty. There's a penalty that must be paid. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. That verse says that you can trust in the death of Jesus Christ instead of your own, paying for your own sins. Because when you die without Christ, the Bible says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. I don't want to pay for my own sins when I don't have to, because Jesus paid for them for me. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you believe it? The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He'll take you just like you are. No matter what baggage you have, he loved you enough to accept you just like you are for salvation. But listen here, he also loved you enough to not leave you where he found you. He'll bring you along. He'll guide you. He'll fill your heart with the empathy for others that he filled my mama's heart with. He'll give you the knowledge to teach your children and let them grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you today. Thank you, God, for your tender mercies, Lord. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for all mothers today who have trusted Christ for salvation and are walking the walk and talking the walk according to your precious word, Lord. Thank you for those who reach out by faith and trust your precious blood. Lord, we pray if there's any here today in the hearing of this message that they might come to Jesus Christ if they've never made that step or that commitment from the heart. All this we ask this day, Lord, in your precious name. And we'll thank you for that precious blood on Calvary's cross. Thank you for the opportunity to preach, the opportunity to come to church and bless every home represented here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.